When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country. Best car buying experience ever online at Flemington.com. Award-winning House of Cupcakes, HouseofCupcakes.com, and Casa Gennaro's. Reservations, call 609-683-1212.
Yeah, Keen is here. He can talk a little bit too. So take it away, Bill, whenever you're ready.
Hey, guys. Bill Spade here. Welcome back to The Speaking Podcast. I am joined by my co-hosts, Jessica Gibson and Jay Black, and in this special appearance from Keen Black.
Keen Black. Keen, friend of the show, Keen Black. Also my
Keen
son.
Keen Black is Jay's son and definitely friend of the show. Keen, how are you doing today? Your dad's driving you around?
Yeah, it's okay. Middle school.
Yeah, he's a middle school man.
Keen, is it difficult dealing with your dad and his career? Are you kind of used to it now?
I'm kind of used to it, but I cannot stop looking at that grotesque beard.
Yeah, he's not a fan of the beard. Guys, we've already...
You should probably explain this, Jay.
All right, so as part of the ongoing YouTube channel and also stunts for the podcast and radio, I've decided to be a human guinea pig. And in talking to our head of digital, Jim Lemonakis, we came up with this idea of me dyeing my beard to see... Because my manager does not like the beard because he says it makes me look too old. So as we were talking about that, he was like, well, let's get it dyed and see what it looks like. And you know what? Better to look old than to look like I look. I look like the guy... Okay, I sent you guys pictures.
I was just going to say... Jay, well, wait, let me just say, Jay, so this, Jessica and I were talking about this on the last podcast, that when you did the fast, we thought, this is a pretty good idea. What is Jay going to do next?
Right.
So is that sort of how this started?
Yes. So the conversation was, what dumb thing can I do next? And we decided to do beard dyeing. We've already figured out, Jim and I, the next stunt, when I come back from Vegas, I'm going to get my chest and back waxed on film.
For the next stunt, he's gonna bungee jump without a bungee jumpsuit.
Yeah,
you're probably.
Then after that, he's going to drink 50 bottles of beer and then drive a car.
50 bottles of beer. I think I did that stunt before I met Bill, but now I can't do that stunt anymore. Okay, so
Jay, I'm looking at the picture. Are you in both?
Yeah, those are both my pictures.
Are we allowed to look yet?
Bill already looked.
Oh my God, I'm looking. Did I break protocol?
Yeah, well, that's all right. Jessica, you can look now too. I wanted to get the fresh reactions from you guys.
I think it looks great.
You do? Are you just being an iconoclast, Bill?
No, I'm not. Jessica, do you agree? I think Jessica's going to agree. I'm betting on it.
Well, I think the beards are kind of disgusting.
just any beard is disgusting, Jessica.
Wait a minute. For some reason, I thought Jay was going to have like a hot pink beard, like a brightly colored beard.
Oh, no, no.
I have to admit, I kind of thought that too, Jay, with the way you set it up. I thought, was it purple? Is it like some kind of weird streaks in it? You look like the commercial for... this Just For Men. Like, yeah. It looks legit.
Well, so I'll tell you, I went to my hair salon, which, as you know, is Hello Gorgeous. And from what I'm told, I'm one of the few men that have ever gone to that salon, but I like it. It's it's me and my 77-year-old Aunt Bibi are the two blacks that go to that salon.
By saying that, it sounds racist.
The two members of the black
I
family.
Have to admit it
that's
worse.
That's
worse. You should clarify. Yes, yeah. The black family.
Yeah, so they will.
Jessica, as a millennial woman,
yeah.
First, let's clear two things. Two questions come out of this. Number one, you think the beards are disgusting or just disgusting on certain people? Number two, how do you feel about the whole salon experience for men?
So I guess, do I think all beards are disgusting? I mean, I know other people, especially millennials, a lot of millennial girls love them. So I'm just an outlier in that.
You're a contrarian. I love it.
Yeah, I walk around hipster towns, and there's a lot of beards.
Yes.
So I know they're popular.
Now, has your husband ever grown a beard? And if Chase decided, you know what, I'm just doing it.
Well, especially with, like, November coming up, like, men's health, Movember, right, it's like a big time.
Right.
So when Jay said he was going to color his beard, I thought, oh, well, like, after he colors it hot pink or purple or whatever he does, he'll have to shave it off, and that's, like, not good timing for Movember.
Right.
But...
See, now, as a contrarian, I shave every day in November.
Yeah, I'm with you, Bella.
I don't like
growing hair on my face. Because I was told by a month. Shut up, month.
Thank
you.
You
don't get to tell me what to do.
Hey, did you know July?
Chase says, like, what's that?
Go ahead. No. So Chase growing a beard, is this in the
Chase
future?
Chase has, like, a vacation beard. So if we're, like, on vacation for a while, he won't shave the whole time.
All right, so that's fair. Now, about the whole salon experience, because I think that that's the trend now. And Jay, I'm not surprised. You are kind of a fancy pants guy. That beard looks perfectly trimmed. Like,
oh, yeah.
Somebody used a razor to get that in that shape.
Oh, it was precise. It was very precise. What was that, Jessica?
Jay, how long have you been doing it for? How long have you been growing it?
How long have I been growing
like
the
year?
Beard? I grew it, I think, in... Like, I think 18 months. I think I grew it sometime after the summer of, right around the summer of July. No, actually, I grew it, it's been 2 years. I grew it December 2017, so we're coming up on 2 years.
As we mind
this is
the past.
Trimmest and the most disciplined your beard has.
Yeah, so I went to the lady, and she, like, is an expert trimmer. So she's like, let me trim this sucker down. And I loved it just... Even with the gray in it, with the trim, I thought it looked good. And then she was like, I'm the dyer here, but this is the first time I've ever dyed a beard this color. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's like brown. It's just brown. And she's like, yeah, most of my clients, I have a bunch of clients who are Santa Clauses, and they come in to get it dyed white.
Aww.
So she's like, I'm used to going the other way. I'm not used to going this way. And the only other one that I have is a black guy that comes in and gets it dyed plum every time. So she's not used to, like, dyeing it to match. This is the first time she's ever dyed a beard to make, like, somebody look, like, younger and not Santa Claus
plum?
or violet.
Plum sounds very specific. Is it, like, not quite purple?
Yeah, she said it's black. It's, like, black with dark purple highlights.
Really?
Yeah. Which, I don't know. I don't think that might have been something I should have done, but I that'll be for next time.
I think based on Jessica's reaction, you should have gone white.
Should I have gone white, Jessica?
Been. Yeah, your hair's gone white.
You still have time.
To go back and dye it white?
There is.
Yeah.
I think for Christmas, you should dye it white.
Guys,
I think that would be a challenge.
I got to send you a picture when they were doing it. Jessica, do you get your hair dyed at all? I don't know, like, girl secrets, if that's a girl secret.
Well,
do you ask that question?
Blondes, like, a lot of people go purple. Yeah, I think you can definitely ask that question.
Can you? That's a legit question. All right.
Yeah.
Well, so apparently the dye smells really bad, which I kind of knew because my grandmother used to get her hair dyed in her house and it smelled awful. But when they put it right on your face, she was like, listen, I'm going to go get you 2 straws. And I was like, why? And she said, oh, the Santa Claus is always use straws because it's going to burn your nostrils because it's right under your nose. So I'll send you a picture when I stop the car of me with my dye in my beard and 2 straws, me sucking air. And I just say, you got to suffer for beauty, guys. You got to suffer for beauty.
Do straws extend below the beard? Is that why? So you don't smell it all in?
It's like out away from the beard. So, like, I can breathe air. And, Bill, you'll be very happy. They were plastic straws.
Thank you. I was, of course, going to ask that.
Yeah.
You know why? Because the paper straws would have disintegrated over time. It's not going to help you if they start breaking over the chemicals in the beard.
Right.
Nobody's helped by that.
Oh, I think, Bill, you would have been happy that the amount of chemicals I had on my face. Honestly, I think Dow's profits for the year are going to be up thanks to me.
All right, so if we're still recording, that was an interesting little glitch.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I'm going to get Jessica then. Hold on. Don't know what happened. I'm sorry, guys. G for Gibson. So many G's in my thing here. All right, here we go. Jessica
you're
Gibson.
That popular, Jay. You're that popular.
Yes, very popular. Here, I'm calling Jessica.
Hello.
Hey, sorry about that. Guys, you know, this is the issue when you're dealing with a podcast that we do while driving.
Drove into a low area?
I guess. I don't know. Maybe it's the people are... You know what it is? Everybody's driving by me saw my hot beard and had to call their friends to tell everybody that they just saw the hottest rabbi ever. And that's probably
it. Not
just
even rabbi though. I think it's very GQ. I actually think it's a good look. You should leave it.
Okay, Bill. That's one vote out of everybody who's seen it so far to like it.
Bill, do you also go to a hair salon where a little
girl
does your hair?
I do. I think that could be why I asked the question. I don't want to be judged. I go where Jody gets her haircut. And this happened over time. Now, to be fair, I went through most of my career going to like Supercuts or Haircuttery, and I was spending, you know, $18 on a haircut. And then because of my job, I started to get in trouble for that because it was slightly inconsistent.
Yeah. Listen,
so now I don't know if it's any better, but I feel like though I'm now 3 weeks past my last haircut, meaning I go every 8 weeks, but I think I'm in week 11. It is causing some difficulties here on set.
Yeah, I feel like they're spending.
You need to put it in the headband.
Right. Once you get man bun level, you've got a problem.
They're spending a lot of money in post to get that hair right.
Exactly.
So, well, you know what we'll do? We'll put up pictures on the website, and as always,
let people judge.
Yeah, if you go to exit19.net. We have our own website now, exit19.net. The video will be available there probably in a couple of days from when this drops. So,
I will tweet that out with the picture, and we're just going to give an up or down on this.
Absolutely, let's do a
so
poll
Jeff,
on
you,
it.
Are you an up or down vote? I am an up vote.
I'm a down vote. I mean, at least it's not green or some crazy color.
Yeah, I got to be on stage. I got to go on stage in Vegas with this. So
let's pull the crowd.
What? Yeah, that's a good idea.
Pull the crowd.
Yeah, it's a really good idea.
Wait, can we have a before and after? I think what you need for the poll is a picture of you clean shaven, a picture of you with this scraggly gray beard.
Right.
And then this.
All right. Yeah, let's do that. And what I've been telling people, by the way, is the look that I have now, I don't think it's GQ. I don't think it's rabbi. I think more than anything else, it looks like divorced dentist ready to get back into the dating scene.
I think you've nailed it.
Yeah.
I was
picturing
this.
My dentist with a mustache and a beard now.
Yeah. It's like...
I think you should have four pictures, Jay. And it should be, please vote for the best look on stage. It should be choice A is you clean shaven.
Right.
Choice B is you with the scraggly gray beard. Choice C is your current situation. And choice D should be a picture of Jessica.
or Santa Claus.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
You know, Bill, with the amount of sheer hatred that your audience has for me, I feel like there should be a D. Jay should just stick his head into a bucket full of gasoline. And end it. Just to see how many people are going to push suicide versus the three looks. I feel like that's going to be like 40% of your audience.
So back to my original question, and I'm okay being judged because it happens often. And it's usually negative. I agree with you. Jessica, you think from a female perspective, guys that get their hair cut at a salon, that's an up or down? Is that like you roll your eyes like, oh my God, you may as well carry like a man purse?
Well, I think it's an up because they're like clean and fun and they're very talkative. So I always enjoy going. So I don't know why guys wouldn't like it.
I agree.
So I cut Chase's hair. His mom used to cut all her son's hair because she just had so many boys. She figured she'd learn to cut hair herself. So I asked her how to teach me, thinking she would just give me some lessons. But since then, I've been actually cutting his hair myself.
You are cutting Chase's hair? I am fascinated by that. That's unbelievable. How long did it take you to learn?
Well, she was a good teacher, like two lessons, and I always thought it would be just so I knew how to do it in case I ever wanted to, but since then I've actually been doing it every time.
Do you like
right
doing
now, right now he's like a week late, so he's telling me that no one loves him since his hair is getting a little too long.
So wait, oh my god, hold on now. Where do you do it? Like in the kitchen? We do this outside? Where do you do it? How do you keep it clean?
Do it in the kitchen, and I vacuum and like clean everything afterwards.
That is like a game changer. One of our podcast members now cuts hair.
Yeah, what I love about this is if my wife was cutting my hair, first off, the amount of trust you have to put into your spouse to do that.
Right.
For the longest time, my wife was dressing me in sweater vests and telling me that I looked good, and I realized midway through, oh no, this is just her way of making sure no one talks to me. So
on you, baby.
Insurance.
Yeah, I don't think that my wife could be trusted.
So Jessica, Chase is obviously happy.
Yeah, he was very laid back about it. He wasn't worried at all. I was super nervous. So yeah, his like lack of interest kind of
right, now,
the fact that
did
was,
you
like,
have to
whatever.
Buy? All right, what kind of equipment did you buy? Do you have like thinning shears? Do you have different size scissors? Do you have like the electric razor?
One pair of scissors, one like razor, and a comb.
No. Oh. And what about a Flo-Bee? No Flo-Bee?
You need the Flo-Bee.
You need a Flo-Bee
for my dog.
A dog Flo-Bee?
I definitely don't have the same experience of going to like a salon with like, you know, a girl in a cute outfit and fun music playing and all the other things that go into when you go to a salon.
By the way,
what kind of conversations do you have with it? Like, is he talking about his day? Does Chase go into a mode of like, okay, I'm now at the salon, or?
No, he complains that I shoot too much water in his ear.
You shoot water in his ear?
More gentle. Well, you gotta wet it before you cut it.
Oh, I see that. Oh, do you do the shampoo? Do you shampoo him, Jessica?
No, I don't do that.
Because that's erotic. When I was 13 and a girl would shampoo your head. Are you kidding? To have a woman massage your head? It's hot. Love it.
I like how Keen's really quiet all of a sudden.
No, he left. He's not in the car
14.
Anymore.
You know what? I'm glad. And I'm glad that Jessica brought that up. And I'm glad you've clarified that Keen is no longer on this podcast.
I need to...
With the erotic head massage conversation.
I need to say this. I hope you won't be surprised to say that when I don't talk to the woman cutting my hair, I bring my iPad and I tell her I have to catch up on work. And if I'm not talkative, that's why. And then I just read email or check the internet.
Do you know I have full-on conversations?
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
That's my hair. She is fantastic. And I'm interested. We have great conversations.
Yeah, no.
And it goes by like that.
I am not interested even a little bit.
Really?
I'm like, I'm reading my email. You just cut my hair and leave me alone.
Now, Jessica, when Chase was going to get his hair cut, was he talkative or was he going to like a barber? Like the old Italian guys who don't really talk, they just do their thing.
His mom used to do it.
But I mean, even recently, like the last few years?
Yes.
No kidding. Unbelievable.
Hey, did
you don't hear about this often. Like typically you hear about guys that mom did their laundry, then they get married and their wife does the laundry, and then, you know, later in life they have no ability to do it. I've never heard of a guy that got his hair cut. I love it.
Yeah,
it's a great story.
It's very nice.
This is a great story. So you love doing it. And how much money are you saving? Think about that for a minute.
Well, I think that's the main point. And you can do it. You don't have to worry about missing 3 weeks.
Oh, you guys,
right?
Do you want to guess, Bill, by the way, how much my beard dyed cost?
How? $60. $70.
You're saying 70?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 90.
It is $40. It was $40. Yeah. They said they charge by the gram, just like my old dealer. They charge by the gram of a hair dye they use. So like for your beard, it's
really?
A lot less hair dye. So they actually had to look up how much it cost, and they were just like, 40. And
all right, wait a minute. Now, did you tip her?
I did.
How much?
$150. Is that normal? No, I gave her a fiver.
$5?
Yeah.
Minimum 10.
Minimum?
Yeah. Minimum 10.
I always do five. Five for a haircut.
20.
20? Well, you got that big-time local TV money.
Is that what it is? No, it's just the appropriate
thing. Jay is just a local comic.
Yeah, I'm a barely regional comic, Bill.
Yeah, but did you hear that? Did you hear the dig there, Jessica, the local? He snuck the local in. It was a little bit of
such a personal thing. I just meant, I always thought it was a good thing. Like, that's great. This person lives near us. Not like a negative.
No, I Well,
you're our guy. You're our local guy, Jay. That's what it was.
Exactly. I get it. I get it. Hey, real fast, you know, the first time I ever saw a vagina was in a barbershop.
Well, there you go. Let's not name this after that, please.
Yeah.
Actually, Jay, your sexual references are the indicator to Jessica and I that, oh, the podcast must be coming to an end.
Here's what happened. I used to go to an old school barbershop that was just filled with old Italian guys that cursed at one another. And they had like actual legitimate, like not Playboys, but like Penthouse and Hustlers, like among the magazines that you could read while you were getting your hair cut. Now I'm six going to this place, Bill. And I remember they didn't have like Highlights magazine. I didn't pick up the Hustler. It was just on the way out. There was a guy getting his hair cut and he had the Hustler open and I looked over and then he looked back at me and he was like, "What do you think of that, kid?" And it scarred me for a long time. And then I left. So that's why I go to a salon.
Wait. He literally said, "What do you think of that, kid?"
Yeah, it's something like that. Like, "Hey, look at this. What do you think of this?"
I think in today's world, you like all of a sudden Child Protective Services is involved, cops are involved.
No, there would be a SWAT team. A SWAT team would take that place down.
It would be just, they would bomb it. That's it.
Yeah, but that's why I go to a salon.
Well, Jessica, I appreciate that you are thumbs up on the salon, but I love this story. I think the efficiency of that is incredible. And I agree with Jay. What a great level of trust.
Yeah. Oh, that's huge.
It's awesome.
I'll tell them you guys approve.
We totally approve. I think it's fantastic. All right. So follow me on Twitter at Bill Spadia. Follow Jessica at Chasing Jess Nut, and follow Jay finally back on social media. It's at Exit19Official.
Exit19Official or just go to exit19.net. That's EXIT19.net. Exit19.net. All of the YouTube shows that we're producing are there, and you can come see my stupid looking beard. It's the easiest way to do that. Check us out. Yeah. It's good stuff.
All right. You guys are awesome. We'll talk soon.
Right. Bye bye.
The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at House of Cupcakes, serving you in Princeton, East Brunswick, Clifton, and Saudi Arabia. The winner of Cupcake Wars offers 35 different flavors, perfect for a special occasion or just a sweet treat. HouseofCupcakes.com. The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country, 16 brands of cars and trucks. I'm a loyal customer buying my last two trucks there and can tell you no one beats the deals or offers better service. Visit Flemington.com. The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at Casa Gennaro's on Route 27 in Kingston. Call 609-683-1212 for reservations. They're open for dinner every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Ask for my favorite special, the Veal Spadia. Best Italian food in Jersey.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.